Hey everybody, so I have a topic for today, and it's coming from a conversation I had with someone regarding addiction, depression, and the freezing of certain things, especially when the person's in, say, treatment or AA or a mixture or whatever. And the debate was about whether somebody could be healed from being a drug addict or, you know, having depression issues and anxiety issues. A lot of it came from a very Christian-backed way of thinking, which you guys know I have no problem with that. I have a problem with religion, but I don't have any problem with the texts themselves, you know? Like, I don't like labels, but I guess I would be considered like a pan-spiritualist because I kind of jump into each and, you know, a whole bunch of different, you know, philosophies and take a little bit from each one and put them all together. That's what makes the most sense to me. But, you know, as an addict, and I'm coming up to 4 years of sobriety, and if I didn't remind myself that I'm an addict, I would be in big trouble. Like, you know, I recently, you know, like between taxes and some other things, you know, I recently came into like a little bit of money. And the old me would have, that money would have been gone in a, like a week. You know what I mean? Like, I would have just been popping pills, doing all kinds of crazy shit, you know. But I remind myself that I am an addict and I cannot do these things socially. Some people can drink socially, some people can do drugs socially, but the addict cannot. That is the difference. And that's what I was trying to explain to him, you know. And his point was, is that, you know, if you, you know, ask God to heal you and you have enough willpower, that then you're no longer an addict, you're cured. And I just completely disagree with that way of thinking. And in a way, I think it's dangerous because if, let's just use alcohol as a thing, and then I'm going to use mental health too, because I think it goes together. But let's say you're an alcoholic, and you're in recovery, you haven't had a drink in a couple of years, whatever, and you go out to eat, and everybody's drinking, and you're thinking, shit, I'm healed. I'm cured, you know? Like, I could have a couple of drinks, I'll be okay. No, the addict cannot do that. That's what makes an addict, is that we don't have we don't have the ability to say, okay, I'm gonna have two drinks and that's it, you know? Like, we're drinking until we're on the floor, you know? And don't get me wrong, you could have functioning drug addicts and alcoholics. I was a functioning, you know, drug user for many, many years, you know? But then when you hit rock bottom, you know, I mean, how many ODs does it take? You know, that's an addiction. When you OD the first time, and then you still use, it's because you're an addict. when you OD the second time and the third time, that's because you're an addict. And I just really do not believe that that is something that you can, A, ask God to, you know, heal you, or that you all of a sudden, I don't know, have an epiphany that you have this amazing willpower, that you're healed, and therefore you should not call yourself an addict, you know? I just don't believe it. I think you're an addict. If you're not using, you're in recovery. Sometimes you relapse, shit happens, you know? Hopefully nothing bad happens. But that doesn't mean that, you know, now you're a piece of shit. Just means that, you know, you just gotta not use again and you'll be good, you know? And it reminded me, too, of, you know, now I need to almost change the name of the podcast, because going on like almost 30 years of being on psych meds and stuff, and, you know, more than once, you know, quite a few times, you know, I would be on medication and I would, you know, things would be going really good. I'd be in a good mood. You know, everything would be, you know, I wouldn't be depressed. I was getting out of bed, doing what I had to do, da 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 da. And then I would think, oh, I'm good now. I don't need my medication. And then I would stop the medication and all of a sudden just spiral, you know, and just like hit the ground. And I am no fan of Big Pharma whatsoever. They're just legalized drug dealers, you know, like instead of getting it on the street, you get it at CVS and, you know, Walgreens. But that's something that you have to discuss with your doctor. What medication you should be on, which ones you shouldn't, you know, what's helping, what's not helping, you know. And then you also have to, at least I do personally, you know, everybody's different, but you have to help yourself. So for me, it's meditation and music and having projects to do, you know. That's what keeps me sober. That's what keeps me not in a constant state of, you suck, you're a piece of shit, you'd be better off if you were fucking dead. You know what I mean? Like, that mindset is just the worst, you know? And I'll have little glimpses here and there, you know, I'll have an argument, and it's like the first thing I think, like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, if I wasn't here, I wouldn't have to fucking deal with any of this, you know? But it's a very, like, fast-moving, you know, thought. And that's because I've done so much work, you know, on myself and knowing what, knowing really the reason why I'm depressed and why I have so much anger and why I get anxiety, you know? Some people don't even know that. Some people just think, well, that's just the way I am. No, it comes from somewhere, you know? I don't think it's always, you know, I would debate the chemical imbalance theory a little bit, you know. I mean, it's, you know, is it nature versus nurture, you know? Like, I know in my family, mental health issues and addiction run rampant, you know. Multiple suicides in my family. A lot of, you know, not a lot, but, you know, out of the few that are left, you know, we still have some people that are stuck in their addiction. So it's just a matter of, you know, learning, becoming self-aware and learning how to deal with your problems. So, and I guess you can't leave, comments on Spotify. So if you have any questions or anything for me, please just go on to Anchor FM. And you can leave it there. And I also just want to let you know that I started a YouTube channel, you know, discussing these things as well. It's called Just Nikki. So it's J-U-S-T space N-I-K-K-I. So just go over there, like, subscribe, you know, share, even if it's, you know, not somebody who's depressed or, you know, has an addiction. Maybe their brother does. Maybe their significant other does. And it could help them understand that person a little bit better and keep things moving. So I'll keep this one short. As usual, please take care of yourselves and take care of yourself. Have a good day.